Let me take you back in time a little bit to March 12, 2002. Why is that significant? Well, that's when then Homeland Security Assistant Tom Ridge announced this.
The advisory system is based on five threat conditions or five different alerts: low, guarded, elevated, high, and severe. And they're going to be represented by five colors: green, blue, yellow, orange, and red.
It's a system that everyone loved to make fun of, the color-coded information system, and it could be going away.
It's an energetic-sounding Tommy Ridge there,
he
Homeland Security
engaged,
Secretary.
He?
Yes, indeed. But the AP is reporting that the Homeland Security Department is recommending to the White House that the color-coded terror alert system be replaced with a more descriptive way to tell the public about threats. I guess green is the new red or something like that. The color-coded threat system never got much love. People really thought it was confusing.
Still not getting a whole lot of love. Here's Janet Napolitano on The Daily Show in 2009.
We're yellow, yes. But you know what? We're actually revisiting the whole issue of color codes and schemes as to whether, you know, those things really communicate anything to the American people anymore, because they are the subject of late night humor, as you may have noticed.
Really?
Yeah.
So we are still currently at that threat level yellow that she talked about there.
That's a joke.
Yellow is a joke. We've been there continuously since August of 2005. The threat system actually was only raised once back in 2004, which makes you wonder, what's the point?
And, you know, people don't wear orange very much anymore. And,
not a lot of people look good in orange. That's the thing.
Green, however, is really taken off. Interesting fact here, Tom Ridge actually left the federal government because of the alert system. He wrote in his book, The Test of Our Times, that top aides to President Bush pressured him to raise the alert level on the eve of the November 2004 presidential election, and Ridge refused. Ridge said, after that episode, I knew I had to follow through with my plans to leave the federal government for the private sector. I mean, he's making the point there that any threat level is open to political manipulation.
Well, and I can't imagine, regardless of what the reason, I wouldn't want to put my own integrity on the line for political purposes. That would bother me, and it doesn't matter what party that request is coming from.
How's this descriptive business going to work? I mean, they already had low, guarded, elevated, high, or severe. I mean, what's it going to be?
Well, and then there's the whole problem of what exactly does it mean. This is FBI Director Robert Mueller in 2003, and he's explaining why they used colors instead of like actual information.
I think it is difficult understanding why this is being done when the intelligence is such that it cannot be disclosed. But I do believe that the American public understands that it is done in the best interests.
I don't think the American public ever understood that it was in their best interest. But the main thing is they used the colors because they couldn't actually say, we got a reliable threat that such and such is going to happen at such and such time.
Oh, that's right. And like Saddam Hussein is the ace of spades in the Iraq card of threats.
Right.
These metaphors just don't work.
No.
The deck of cards they used in Iraq was as much of a fiasco as
that. All right. So if you were going to replace the color code system with something more descriptive, what would you do?
Well, how do you get more descriptive than elevated, high, or severe? Really severe? Like, oh my God, call your mom.
Run for the basement.
What do you say? Run for the basement.
Wait, really severe is call your mom?
Well, I don't know.
Call your mom.
Like
Mother's Day.
You better gather your loved ones around you. I mean, I don't know. What would the threat level be?
Yeah, get the dog, the family pets.
The paranoid? Needless?
In any case, as we said, the AP
you're
is reporting that with
silly.
The color code system may go away. If you have an idea
the
what we can replace it with,
you're just being silly.
Give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE. We could go fashion, like culotte day. That means the threat level is low.
Tank top.
Yeah.
That's the threat level.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.